kind of like the bedspreads are now.
What about if you made a makeshift sleeping place down on the floor for some
as a padded.
Now let's talk about the difference in the different parts of the field. If it had a lot of water standing in it for a good part of the time, what'd you call that? Real lowland, like in Louisiana, what would you call that? Where it's lots of water standing in it all the time.
Would you call it a slough?
Whatever you call it, I don't know what it's called.
Slough is usually a thing that comes off from the main river. It holds water till in the summertime and dry up in this part of the country. But I don't know anything about what they call it in Louisiana.
What do they call the place where salt hay grows?
For what?
Along the sea, the salt hay, where it's wet.
Did you say salt?
Mm-hmm. Along the sea.
Oh. I don't know.
What'd you call the low-lying grassland with the low piece running through it?
I don't know that either.
What kind of soil did you find in the fields? Here.
Well, this is not very rich soil right around here. We had to enrich it a lot to get out to make our garden when we first moved here. But out at my father's had a red clay based soil and it dried up easy, and that's why my mother could plant that garden that year before the 14th of February, because it dried so fast.
If it's part sand and part clay, what do you call it? You don't know. Did you ever have anything that you caught that you dug to carry off the water? Did you ever have to dig anything like that in the fields to carry off the water? And what would you call those?
I don't remember if I've had anything.
A deep, narrow valley cut by a stream of water in the woods or in a field about 10 feet deep, about 10 feet across. What would you call that?
Would you call it a bow? I don't know.
What would you call a small rise in the land?
Hill.
If it was a larger rise in the land, you'd call it a, like Pike's Peak, it's a larger rise.
Oh, well, that's a mountain.
And up in the mountains where the road goes across in a low place, you would call it a... what do you call where boats stop and perform... Which freight is unloaded that place?
Well, they got that on Arntal River.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I don't know, boat landing? I don't know. I just know that since they've made all those things across Arntal River, that you know they do have boats now that's going up and down Arntal River. Mm-hmm. Delivering and picking up. The other day one sank with so many tons of rice, you know.
Mm-hmm.